Asian American advocates say hate crimes against their community are again on the rise throughout the U.S. With the weather warming up, area groups expect to see more of it in the Chicago area, too. To stem the trend, two organizations are training Chicagoans on what to do if they see someone being harassed. WBEZ's Esther Yunji Kang has the story.
3 years ago, Catherine Shea was at a crowded train station in Oakland, California, when a man approached her and asked her for some money.
I say, I'm sorry, I don't have anything. And then I just continue to proceed. And he asks me again.
So again, Shea told him she wasn't carrying any cash. And then the man swung his arm back and threatened to punch her.
I say the same thing, like, I'm sorry, sir, I don't actually have any cash. And then he punches me and he knocks me over to the ground and he's punching me.
Shea, who is Taiwanese American, remembers covering her face with her arms and curling up into a ball until he finally stopped and ran off.
In the time that I was being punched and stuff, no one was doing anything. I ran just like to the nearest store after to just try to gather my breath. I really wish that someone had checked in with me in some sort of way.
The police later found Shea's attacker. They told her the man had been in prison before for assaulting Asian women and the elderly. Today, Shea is the anti-hate coordinator at Asian Americans Advancing Justice Chicago, and she's been leading a series of bystander intervention trainings over Zoom.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. As you can already see in the chat, some people have already introduced themselves.
The free interactive seminar is presented by her organization and also the Chicago chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. They're hoping to stem the rise in anti-Asian attacks across the country that began last year when President Trump and other leaders scapegoated China for the COVID-19 pandemic. The webinar shows bystanders what to do when they see someone getting harassed. The training material comes from a New York-based group called Hollaback, and it focuses on the five Ds.
Distract, delegate, document, delay, and direct.
That's Jorge Artiaga. He's deputy director at Hollaback. You'll have to check out the seminar for more on each method, but the training offers ideas like creating a distraction when you see someone getting harassed, or checking in with a victim right afterwards to help reduce the trauma they've experienced.
There's like nuances to how you use some of them, and we want people to be safe when they're using the five Ds. One of the things I think the training does a good job of is helping you personalize the experience as the bystander, because there are things as a bystander that you have to take into consideration, right? Like your own identity. How is that going to impact how you show up into a situation and what type of situation?
Shea with Asian Americans Advancing Justice Chicago says attendance at these trainings has jumped recently.
Not even a month ago, I was ranging between 10 to 35 attendees.
But at their most recent training,
we had 130.
Monica Marcel, who lives on the Northwest Side, is one of those attendees. She says she'd been hearing about the attacks on the news, but also seeing social media posts from some Asian American friends about the harassment they've experienced. She found the bystander training online and signed up right away.
I was just searching for something that I could do that was a little more proactive.
She says walking through the scenarios was particularly helpful, testing out the pros and cons of each intervention method. Marcel says she hopes more people and even corporations will sign up for the seminar.
Don't just feel bad for someone. Those days are past. We have to step in. We have to actually do more.
To sign up for the bystander training, visit advancingjustice-chicago.org. Esther Yunji Kang, WBEZ News.